20 months after President Bush nominated him for a seat on what is considered the nation's second most important court, Miguel Estrada has cleared a key hurdle toward confirmation. On a straight party-line vote, the Senate Judiciary Committee, now with a Republican majority, today approved Estrada's nomination to the U.S. Circuit Court in the District of Columbia. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol on the acrimonious debate.
The new Republican chair of the Judiciary Committee, Orrin Hatch of Utah, presented Miguel Estrada's nomination as clear proof that the American dream is alive and well.
At age 17, he came to live with his mother, who had immigrated to New York knowing very little English. Today, he sits before the Senate of the United States waiting to be confirmed to one of the greatest courts in the land.
Democrats were far more skeptical of this 41-year-old lawyer, who's a partner in the law firm that took before the U.S. Supreme Court the Florida election returns case of then-presidential candidate George W. Bush. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein questioned Estrada's qualifications for a lifetime appointment to the federal bench.
Now, he's very young. He's never been a judge. He has little written record to speak of. And how do we get a real sense of what he would do on what is, in many respects, the most critical appellate bench in our nation?
Last fall, when Democrats still controlled the Judiciary Committee, Estrada appeared before the panel for a confirmation hearing, but no vote. New York Democrat Charles Schumer, who conducted that hearing, said Estrada repeatedly refused to give his views on constitutional issues.
By remaining silent, Mr. Estrada only buttressed the fear that he's a far-right stealth nominee, a sphinx-like candidate who will drive the nation's second most important court out of the mainstream.
But Committee Chair Hatch countered that liberal interest groups were wrong to oppose Estrada's nomination on the grounds so little was known about his views.
That's frankly silly. The fact is that we know as much about him as we've ever known about any nominee. The interest groups are simply upset that they haven't found anything bad to defeat him with.
The committee's Democrats argued that the D.C. Circuit Court is at the moment balanced between liberals and conservatives, and that it's essential that balance be maintained since the court rules on federal policies affecting the environment, labor, and civil rights. That court has also been a stepping stone to the U.S. Supreme Court. If Estrada ends up on the appellate court, he could be well positioned to become President Bush's choice to be the first Latino nominated to the Supreme Court. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley said what's at stake are the dreams of many other Latinos as well.
Because if we deny Mr. Estrada this position on the D.C. Circuit, it would be to shut the door on the American dream of Hispanic Americans everywhere.
All 10 Republicans on the committee voted to confirm Estrada's nomination. All 9 Democrats voted against. It remains now for the Senate, where Republicans have a 2-vote edge, to vote on Estrada. Democrats have talked about resorting to a filibuster to block President Bush's most controversial judicial nominees. They need only 41 votes out of 100 to sustain a filibuster. After today's vote, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy would not rule out using such a measure.
It's always an option. Whether it be carried out or not, I don't know. That's something that Senator Daschle and others would want to talk about.
Committee Chair Hatch warned that Democrats could live to regret such a tactic.
I don't think they're going to filibuster, but you never know. I mean, that's a road I hope we never start down, because that's a two-edged sword that is very detrimental to the country.
It's not clear how quickly Estrada's nomination will come before the full Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.